This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. An elderly man returning from feeding animals was struck and killed on his bicycle this morning. The highway patrol said Larry Broadwell, age 73, was hit around 7:30 a.m. on Arthur Collier Road. Broadwell was headed east when Craven Lennon, age 55, approached him from behind. Lennon reportedly struck Broadwell's bicycle in the roadway. Trooper Anders of the highway patrol said Broadwell was apparently heading home after feeding some animals near the Lennon Cemetery. Craven Lennon was charged with improper passing and misdemeanor death by vehicle. Absentee mail-in ballots have been delayed after an appeals court ruled the State Board of Elections must remove Robert Kennedy's name from the presidential race. The ballots were set to be mailed out Friday. Around 1.8 million ballots were printed before the deadline for Kennedy to withdraw. The courts ruled that Kennedy's request was valid and filed in time for state officials to edit the November ballot. Commissioners have instructed County Manager Eddie Madden to formulate a zoning ordinance regarding tobacco and vape shops. At last Tuesday's meeting, commissioners expressed concerns that synthetic marijuana and other drugs, which are legal, are being sold to minors at vape stores. The new county policy would not affect vape shops in municipalities. Someone stole a foot marker from a Chaparron area cemetery, according to the sheriff's office. The marker was taken from the grave of James Duncan. Family members last saw the marker on August 31st. Items had previously been reported stolen from a neighboring grave, according to the report. Columbus County Schools will host a town hall meeting tomorrow night about the proposed new school for the East End. It's going to be from 6 to 8 p.m. at East Columbus Junior Senior High School. Artistic renderings of the proposed campus will be available for viewing, and officials will be on hand to answer questions. Tabor City's junior EMS squad brought home honors again Sunday. The squad successfully defended their state champion title for the third year in a row. They received a law enforcement and fire engine escort from the county line to the Tabor City Rescue Station Sunday afternoon. The Veterans Memorial Park will host a 9/11 observance on Wednesday at 8:30 a.m. at the park. That's on U.S. 701 south of Wyville. Moments of silence will be observed marking the times that aircraft crashed into the Twin Towers, the Pentagon, and the field at Shanksville, Pennsylvania. The public is welcome. Southeastern Genealogical Society is going to meet this Saturday at Wyville Missionary Alliance Church. Dr. Howard Marshall will detail the history of sweet potato production in Columbus County. The meeting begins at 2. Members often arrive early to share family history. Everyone is welcome. Saturday is also the Cruise In for Heroes at Tabor City. The event starts at 4 p.m. There's a barbecue cook-off. You can touch fire trucks and law enforcement vehicles and learn about them. There's going to be a car, truck, and motorcycle cruise in, and of course a parade on Saturday night. Lights will be dimmed downtown during the parade so everyone can see the lights of the fire trucks and police vehicles as they honor those who were lost on September 11th, as well as those who still serve. Contact the Tabor Chamber of Commerce if you'd like to participate. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.